Welcome to Echoes of the AM, where stories unfold in the quiet hours and linger long after the morning light. Here, we dive into the narratives that shape us, exploring tales both extraordinary and everyday. From whispered recollections to riveting adventures, Echoes of the AM is your companion for thoughtful moments and captivating journeys. Whether you're seeking a spark of inspiration or a soothing escape, settle in and let the echoes guide you. Let's begin the story. The flickering neon sign of Marty's Mini Mart cast an eerie glow on the rain-slicked asphalt. Inside, the air was thick with the cloying sweetness of stale donuts and the acrid tang of cleaning solution. Two figures, huddled against the chill, emerged from the downpour. Liam, a whirlwind of nervous energy, and Ethan, his polar opposite, radiating an aura of serene indifference. "Man, I'm starving," Liam exclaimed, his voice echoing slightly in the otherwise deserted store. "Think they still have those spicy chips?" Ethan, his eyes half closed as if perpetually on the verge of sleep, shrugged. "Probably, unless some raccoon horde beat us to them." Liam scoffed, pushing open the door with a flourish. "Raccoons? Please, Ethan, this isn't some dystopian novel." The bell above the door jingled mournfully. Inside, the fluorescent lights hummed, casting long skeletal shadows that danced across the dusty shelves. A single flickering fluorescent bulb buzzed menacingly overhead, illuminating a disconcertingly lifelike mannequin that seemed to leer at them from behind a mountain of discounted candy. "See?" Ethan murmured, gesturing towards the mannequin. "Dystopian vibes!" Liam, oblivious, was already rummaging through the snack aisle. "Aha! Found him!" He triumphantly brandished a bag of flaming hot chips. "Time to unleash the inferno." As Liam tore open the bag, a strange sound echoed through the store. A low, guttural growl. Both friends froze, their eyes darting around the dimly lit aisles. "Did you hear that?" Liam whispered, his voice trembling. Ethan, ever the pragmatist, peered out the window. "Probably just a stray cat, or maybe a particularly disgruntled squirrel." "A squirrel growling?" Liam scoffed, but his hand instinctively reached for the nearest object, a rusty can of expired soda. "Just in case." The growling intensified, accompanied by the skittering of unseen claws. Liam, his face pale, gripped the soda can tighter. "Ethan, I think we should go." Ethan, however, remained surprisingly calm. "Why? We're just customers. We haven't done anything wrong." "Wrong? We're in a convenience store at 2 a.m, Ethan. That's practically an invitation for trouble." Before Ethan could retort, the growling erupted again, this time closer. A shadowy figure emerged from behind a towering display of discounted energy drinks. It was a man, tall and gaunt, his face obscured by a grotesque, pig-like mask. He held a rusty pipe in his hand and advanced towards them with a menacing snarl. Liam, true to form, let out a shriek that could shatter glass. "Ethan, run!" Ethan, however, remained rooted to the spot. "Liam, calm down. It's just a guy in a mask, probably some LARPer who got carried away." "LARPer?" Liam sputtered, his eyes wide with terror. "This isn't a game, Ethan. He's gonna bash our heads in with that pipe." The masked man lunged, the pipe whistling through the air. Liam, with a yelp, hurled the soda can. It bounced harmlessly off the man's mask. "See," Ethan said with a hint of smugness. "Not so scary now, is he?" The masked man, seemingly enraged by the soda can incident, let out a blood-curdling scream. He dropped the pipe and began to dance, a wild, manic energy consuming him. He spun and whirled, his masked face contorted in a grotesque grimace. Liam, bewildered, could only stare. "What in the name of all that is holy is going on?" Ethan, after a moment of stunned silence, shrugged. "Beats me, but it's certainly entertaining." The masked man's dance reached a fever pitch. He leaped onto the counter, knocking over a precariously balanced stack of newspapers. They rained down upon him like confetti, momentarily obscuring his vision. He flailed his arms, sending cans of soda and bags of chips flying across the aisle. Liam, his initial fear replaced by a strange fascination, watched in disbelief. "He's like a human tornado." Ethan, however, remained unimpressed. "He needs to learn some proper dance technique. That lack of control is truly appalling." As the masked man's dance reached its climax, he collided headfirst with the gumball machine. There was a deafening bang as the machine exploded, showering the store with a torrent of multicolored gumballs. Liam and Ethan, covered head to toe in sticky gumballs, exchanged bewildered glances. "Well," Ethan said, "that escalated quickly." Liam, picking gumballs out of his hair, groaned. I think I'm going to be finding these things in my socks for weeks. The masked man, seemingly oblivious to the gumball explosion, continued to dance, his movements now more erratic and frenzied. He tripped over a stray newspaper, tumbling to the floor with a bone-jarring thud. He lay still for a moment, then slowly sat up, clutching his head. He looked around the gumball-strewn store, his eyes wide with confusion. He then noticed Liam and Ethan, their faces a mixture of amusement and disbelief. "Who are you?" he croaked, his voice raspy. Liam, still picking gumballs out of his hair, stammered, "We're just customers. We came for chips." The masked man, after a moment of contemplation, nodded slowly. "Chips. Yes, important. Very important." He scrambled to his feet and began to rummage through the debris, his eyes fixed on the snack aisle. He finally emerged triumphantly, clutching a bag of potato chips. He tore open the bag and began to munch voraciously, crumbs falling onto his mask. Liam and Ethan watched in stunned silence as the masked man devoured the chips, his earlier manic energy replaced by a blissful tranquility. "Well," Ethan said, "that was unexpected." Liam, still somewhat shaken, nodded, "I think I need a drink, maybe a whole bottle of that expired soda." Just as Liam reached for the soda, the door to the store creaked open. A figure, shrouded in a long black cloak, glided silently into the store. It was a mime, his face painted white, his eyes wide and vacant. He carried a small, battered suitcase. The masked man, mid-chew, froze, his eyes widening in alarm. He dropped the bag of chips and backed away slowly, his hand instinctively reaching for the rusty pipe that had been discarded earlier. The mime, oblivious to the masked man's fear, began to pantomime a series of increasingly bizarre actions. He mimicked a bird flying, his arms flapping wildly. He then mimicked a fish swimming, wriggling his hips suggestively. The masked man, his face contorted in a mixture of disgust and fear, began to shake uncontrollably. He let out a series of high-pitched squeals and backed further and further into the corner, his eyes locked on the mime. Liam, suppressing a giggle, whispered to Ethan, "I think he's afraid of mimes." Ethan, however, was more concerned with the mime's bizarre performance. "This is getting weirder by the second. I'm starting to think this whole town has gone completely off the rails." The mime, his performance reaching a crescendo, pulled a large red nose from his suitcase. He attached it to his face with a flourish and began to juggle invisible balls, his movements becoming increasingly frantic. The masked man, unable to bear it any longer, let out a blood-curdling scream and charged at the mime. The mime, startled, dropped his imaginary balls and stumbled backwards. He tripped over a stray gumball and landed with a thud on the floor. The masked man, seizing the opportunity, grabbed the mime's nose and ripped it off. He then proceeded to beat the mime with the nose, his screams echoing through the store. Liam and Ethan, their jaws agape, watched in horrified fascination. "I think I've seen enough for one night," Liam muttered, backing away slowly. Ethan, however, remained strangely captivated. "This is the most surreal thing I've ever witnessed. I almost wish I had my phone to record it." Suddenly, the door to the store burst open again. A figure, clad in a sequined jumpsuit and sporting a ridiculous Elvis Presley wig, stumbled into the store. He was singing off-key, a garbled version of Hound Dog. The masked man, momentarily distracted from his assault on the mime, turned to face the newcomer. He stared at the Elvis impersonator with a mixture of confusion and suspicion. The Elvis impersonator, oblivious to the chaos unfolding around him, continued to sing, his voice echoing through the store. He then spotted the gumballs scattered across the floor. His eyes lit up. "Gumballs," he exclaimed, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. "Just what I need for my next show." He began to scoop up the gumballs, stuffing them into his pockets. He then noticed the mime lying motionless on the floor. He leaned closer, his eyes twinkling. "Looks like someone needs a pick-me-up," he chuckled. "A little bit of Elvis magic, that's all it takes." He pulled a small, battered harmonica from his pocket and began to play a mournful tune. He leaned over the mime and began to sing directly into his ear, his voice a strange mixture of Elvis and a drunken lullaby. The mime, who had been lying still for several minutes, suddenly twitched. He opened his eyes, his face contorted in a mixture of horror and bewilderment. He then let out a series of high-pitched shrieks and began to flail his limbs wildly. The Elvis impersonator, startled, nearly dropped his harmonica. "Whoa there, buddy," he said, backing away slowly. didn't mean to scare you. The mime, however, seemed to be in a full-blown panic. He scrambled to his feet and charged at the Elvis impersonator, his hands outstretched as if trying to ward off an invisible threat. The Elvis impersonator, agile despite his sequined jumpsuit, dodged the mime's attack with surprising ease. He then began to circle the mime, taunting him with his harmonica. "Come on, come on," he sang, his voice a mocking imitation of Elvis. "Show me some moves." The mime, his face contorted in a mask of rage, let out a series of guttural groans. He then began to mime a series of increasingly violent actions, his movements a terrifying blend of ballet and kung fu. The masked man, who had been watching the spectacle with growing amusement, suddenly joined the fray. He lunged at the mime, his eyes gleaming with a manic energy. The two of them grappled, a whirlwind of limbs and screams erupting in the center of the store. Liam and Ethan, witnessing this bizarre spectacle, could only stare in disbelief. "I think we should leave," Liam whispered, his voice trembling. "I think we should leave now." Ethan, however, remained strangely fascinated. "But what about the gumballs and the dancing and the mime wrestling?" Liam, ignoring his friend's questions, grabbed Ethan by the arm and dragged him towards the door. "We're leaving. Now." As they hurried out of the store, the sounds of the struggle continued to echo behind them. The mime's guttural groans, the masked man's maniacal laughter, and the Elvis impersonator's surprisingly tuneful, if slightly off-key, rendition of Blue Suede Shoes. Liam and Ethan burst out of the store, gasping for breath. They stood on the rain-slicked pavement, their hearts pounding. "Well," Ethan said, finally breaking the silence, "that was something." Liam, still shaken, could only nod. He looked back at the store, the flickering neon sign casting an eerie glow on the chaos within. "I think I need a strong drink," he muttered, "and maybe a therapist." Ethan chuckled, "I think we both do." They began to walk down the rain-soaked street, the bizarre events of the night slowly sinking in. The sounds of the struggle faded into the distance, replaced by the rhythmic patter of rain on the pavement. "You know," Ethan said after a moment of silence, "I think that masked man might have enjoyed himself." Liam shuddered. "I hope not. I hope he never enjoys anything ever again." They continued to walk. The memory of the dancing pig man, the mime, and the gumball-obsessed Elvis impersonator still fresh in their minds. They didn't speak for a while, lost in their own thoughts. Finally, Ethan broke the silence. "Do you think we'll ever forget that?" Liam sighed. "I doubt it. I think that night will be forever etched into my memory. A bizarre gumball-strewn nightmare." Ethan chuckled. "At least we have a story to tell." They continued to walk, the rain washing away the remnants of their bizarre adventure. As they walked, they began to laugh, a shared laughter that eased the tension of the night. They knew, deep down, that they would never forget the night at Marty's Mini Mart, the night when the ordinary transformed into the absurd, and two friends witnessed the most bizarre spectacle of their lives. In the days that followed, the events at Marty's Mini Mart became the subject of endless speculation and exaggerated retellings. Liam, in particular, found himself recounting the story with increasing fervor, each time adding new and more outlandish details. Ethan, however, remained surprisingly subdued. He rarely spoke of the incident, preferring to bury the memory deep within his subconscious. The image of the masked man dancing amongst the gumballs, however, continued to haunt his dreams. One evening, while browsing through the local newspaper, Ethan stumbled upon a small article about the incident. It described the events in a surprisingly matter-of-fact tone, referring to the masked man as a local eccentric and the mime as a visiting street performer. The Elvis impersonator, however, was not mentioned. The article also mentioned that the store had been temporarily closed for repairs and that the police were investigating the incident. Ethan felt a pang of guilt. He and Liam had been witnesses, after all. They had seen the entire thing unfold. Should they have reported it to the police? He debated the issue for days, finally deciding to keep quiet. The thought of reliving the trauma of that night, of having to explain the dancing pig man and the gumball wrestling mime to a skeptical police officer, was simply too much to bear. Besides, he reasoned, the incident had already been resolved. The store had reopened, the police had investigated, and life had returned to normal. Or as normal as it could be in a town where masked men danced with mimes and Elvis impersonators collected gumballs. Weeks later, Ethan and Liam decided to revisit Marty's Mini Mart. They approached the store with a mixture of trepidation and curiosity. The store looked different. The gumballs were gone, replaced by a cheerful display of children's toys. The shelves were restocked, the floor gleaming. The only remaining evidence of the incident was a faint, almost imperceptible gumball stain on the counter. As they entered the store, the bell above the door jingled softly. The air was still thick with the scent of cleaning solution, but the eerie atmosphere of that night was gone. The store felt normal. The owner, a kind-faced woman with a warm smile, greeted them. "Welcome back," she said. "Glad to see you made it through that little incident." Liam, his face turning a shade of crimson, stammered, "Yes, thank you. We just wanted to see if everything was all right." The owner chuckled. "Oh, everything's fine now. A little bit of a mess, but nothing we couldn't handle." She paused, her eyes twinkling. "Say, have you seen the new flavor of chips? They're called Volcano Vortex. They're supposed to be incredibly spicy." Liam, his eyes lighting up, immediately forgot about the bizarre events of that night. "Volcano Vortex, you say? I'm in." Ethan, however, couldn't shake off the feeling that something was still amiss. He glanced around the store, his eyes lingering on the spot where the gumball machine had once stood. He could almost hear the echoes of the masked man's screams, the mime's guttural groans, and the Elvis impersonator's off-key singing. The owner, noticing his gaze, smiled. "Don't worry," she said. "It's all forgotten now. Just a little bit of local color, you know." Ethan, unsure whether to believe her, simply nodded. He picked up a bag of Volcano Vortex chips and followed Liam to the checkout counter. As they walked out of the store, the bell jingled softly behind them. They looked back at Marty's Mini Mart, the neon sign casting a warm, inviting glow on the storefront. The night at Marty's Mini Mart, with all its absurdity and terror, seemed to fade into the background, a distant memory. Yet they knew that the experience had changed them in some way, leaving an indelible mark on their souls. They had witnessed the extraordinary in the most ordinary of places, and they would never forget it. The story of the night at Marty's Mini Mart quickly became the stuff of local legend. It was whispered about in hushed tones at coffee shops and recounted with exaggerated glee at parties. The masked man, the mime, and the Elvis impersonator became local folk heroes, their exploits retold and embellished with each passing year. Thank you for joining us on this late night journey into the unknown. We hope you felt the echoes of suspense, mystery, and adventure in every moment. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us bring even more thrilling tales your way. And remember, the night holds many secrets, and we've only just begun to uncover them. Tune in next time for another story that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, and let the echoes guide you.